think of the maybe the worst thing that could probably happen while you're getting your engagement photos.
I mean, many things.
Mm-hmm.
Something interrupting the wedding photo. Rain.
Sure, maybe. Yeah.
Raining on your engagement photos. You don't want
terrible.
That. You look like drowned rats.
Oh, drowned rats.
Nobody
yeah.
needs that.
This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if Nikki and Corey, they're the stars of our show here. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your engagement ring. During the engagement photo shoot.
Oh, that is a centerpiece.
You are doing okay.
Photo sesh. Oh, no. Like, what happened? Did it just fall off?
Yeah, so Nikki and Corey were taking pictures there when... Now, they realized... Corey was... He was excited. He yeah. wanted to make sure that the ring fit, so it was a little too big.
Okay, so they needed
they
to get it
still
sized,
needed to get
but
it
let's
sized.
Get the pictures and we'll take care of it.
Yes, from ABC5.
Corey had something on the back of his pants, so I went to wipe it off. And when I wiped it off, my ring flew off and we just heard a ta-ting.
The ring had rolled into a nearby sewer drain.
Oh, God! Oh, it didn't just fall on the ground.
No! Sewer drain!
Oh, we're not getting it back,
sewer drain!
Oh, no!
Yeah, I would say my heart dropped. But for us, we have a lot of sentimental value in the ring. A lot of different aspects of my family and her family are kind of forged in that.
Yeah, so there were like diamond rings in the engagement ring that were
from family
of both sides. So it's not just like a ring that you get at Genesis or any of the other places, you know? It's a ring that was crafted
with family ties. Oh, did they find it?
So they call. So here is. It was like salt on the wound. They looked down. They could see it down the drain.
Could see it. Okay.
So they called the fire department.
Stay right there.
Yeah.
You're yelling at the ring. Don't move.
Raccoons are walking by, looking at. They're like, get up,
get away.
They called the fire department. Fire department was able to get the ring out.
Oh my goodness.
So it was a setting the bar story for only for like an hour or two.
Okay.
All right.
Did we still get pictures?
Hopefully
we have to document that whole thing, right?
I mean,
we're documenting the whole thing.
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if they actually got pictures of the entire thing. There were pictures of the ring down in the grate.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But I don't know if it was documented by the engagement. If I am the engagement photographer, I am documenting it all.
All of it. That's part of their story.
Yes.
Hey, remember the one time we were getting engagement pictures and
and we lost the ring?
Wow.
Yeah. Remember when you thought my finger was fatter than it was?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. So glad they got it back, though. That would have been tragic
anyways,
if they couldn't find it.
That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing the engagement ring during the engagement ring or the engagement photos, then you're doing okay.
Note to engaged couples, get that sized before we go do anything else.
Do anything.
Don't wear it around until it fits.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.